be doing open mic. Well, actually, we're going to be talking about the format change and the big news story that we keep milking for all it's worth. That's whether to keep Phil Hendry in the drive time slot or put Michael Savage there. So stay tuned. There's a lot more.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
I don't know how... forget that. That's the Crossfire music. That doesn't really fit here, right? The Crossfire music? No. Special fanfare. We already did that. All right. I don't know how many emails we got. I should count them up. It shouldn't be too hard, but who cares? I mean, it's definitely in the many hundreds and probably approaching the thousands or maybe in the thousands. Definitely in the thousands when you count voicemails, emails, faxes, messages, phone calls to the radio station, etc. I don't remember this much interest in our radio programming in the almost 15 years that our family has owned KSCO, and in the 8 or so years that family has owned KOMY. But people are really, really passionate about what they hear on their drive home, and boy, there couldn't be two more polar opposite type programs than the Michael Savage Savage Nation program and the Phil Hendry program. One is an entertainment type program, and the other is a political program. And so we had planned to put Phil Hendry to just do a swap, because currently we have Michael Savage on a rerun on KSCO from 8 to 10 p.m. and Phil Hendry on from 4 to 7 on the big station. And we were just going to do a little flip-flop come last Monday when we changed the format of KOMY from a conservative talk radio station, which it has been, sort of an extension of KSCO, to a liberal talk radio station. And so people have been sending emails saying, well, why don't you just leave it the way it is, you know, with Savage Live on KOMY during their drive time, and just keep Hendry on at 4 to 7. And the answer to that question is Savage is anything but a liberal broadcaster. So he doesn't belong on the liberal radio station, ladies and gentlemen. So that much of a decision we have made, and Savage will not be on live on KOMY, because it's sort of like poking the lefties in the eye. That's not a nice thing to do when we have said that we're going to be broadcasting progressive radio on AM 1340. So... but when we announced ahead of time, and we probably shouldn't have done this, because all it did is get people horribly upset, when we announced that we were going to be doing the switch with between Phil Hendry and Michael Savage on AM 1080. And the Phil Hendry people got real, real upset and sent a lot of angry emails, a lot of begging emails saying, please don't do that, please don't take away our only unique comic relief on our drive home after a nasty day at the office. And so we decided to make it a web poll. So we do have on our KSCO.com website a web poll that says, would you rather hear Michael Savage on KSCO live on KSCO 1080 from 4 to 7 p.m. than Phil Hendry delayed 21 hours? Now, I guess a lot of people don't realize that for the last year or two, Phil Hendry has actually been a delayed broadcast. It's actually 21 hours old when you hear the program on the drive time. But a lot of the people in the emails have said, so what? So what? Doesn't matter if it's 100 hours old. It's entertaining, and we would rather be entertained than have a knot in our stomach listening to Savage and being angry and so forth. People are from all perspectives, ladies and gentlemen, and now the savage people are attacking us, saying that we've sold out to the left and so forth. Anyhow, what we're going to do on this broadcast today is sort of have fun, and we're gonna do something I've wanted to do for a long time, and that is have a email and voicemail extravaganza. It's going to be largely voicemails and emails. Certainly, we'll take your phone calls if you want to call us at 479-1080 or 477-1340. We'll probably take your faxes at 475-2967. You can try. Certainly try to take your emails to mz@ksco.com during the broadcast today. We'll just let it flow freely here. So I'm just going to want to kick off the program by reading a few of the emails that I printed out. I vote for Savage because he is clever, different perspective, occasionally funny. He goes after both political parties, which frequently try to censure radio stations like yours. Savage rates third or fourth in most ratings among the big four talk jocks. He has had 3 top 10 New York Times bestsellers in a row. And for the best reason of all, keeping Savage on with his liberalism is a mental disease. It would highly displeasure the Marxist gutter rat who attacked your mother in the Metro so unfairly. I disagree with some basic positions Savage takes, but he causes the folk to think. And that's assigned Best, the syndicator of the Michael Savage. No, that's not right. So it was actually from someone named White Paper at AOL.com. Wouldn't you swear this? I mean, whoever this is should be working for the company that promotes Savage, because it really, a lot of that sounds like, good advertising information for the trade press. You know what I'm saying? Okay, here's another one from Nick Clifford. Hundreds of complaints about Hendry. That blows me away. I tried listening to him yesterday. I guess I just don't get it. There's a reason he's on at night and Savage is on live at prime time, 3 to 6. Hendry doesn't even enter the same league as Savage, not even close. You must be the only station in the entire U.S. that would make a conscious decision to run a replay of the Phil Hendry show when you have the opportunity to run Savage live. I think it's a bizarre decision, but who am I? Guess I'm in a small minority here in Santa Cruz. There are those like Kay who see very clearly what's going on in this world and are doing everything they can to alert people. And then there are those who spend their weekends at the mall eating pizza, watching Monday Night Football, and who would rather listen to the trivia that comes out of the Phil Hendry show over the sometimes painful truth that Savage talks about. Sad but true. If you are doing this for the bottom line, I understand you need to sell advertising space. But if you're doing this to appease a few hundred Hendry fans, that's a really sad decision. The message that Savage puts out is too important to be relegated to nighttime radio. I'll continue to listen to KSCO, but I'm very disappointed by your decision. What decision? I haven't made a decision. I wouldn't normally say this, but I hope he dumps you and finds another station in the area, but I don't think there are any others. Too bad that a so-called conservative station would do something like this. Nick. Okay, Nick. All right, let's take our first caller to the Saturday special. That would be John in Salinas. John, welcome to the KSCO Saturday special.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
You just said you didn't make a decision, but you did.
I did?
Phil Hendry's on both channels now.
No, that's just an interim. That's an interim thing, okay?
Oh, and I don't...
Well, the decision that we made was not to do it on Monday, which we had announced that we would be doing last Monday, the same day we switched format to liberal talk radio on KOMY.
So why didn't you just leave it alone until you made a decision?
That's what we did. Oh, I see, because I guess you weren't paying attention earlier. One thing that it does not fit. Savage does not fit on a liberal radio station.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Okay.
But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You have conservative radio station and you don't have Michael Savage on live, that doesn't make any sense. I agree with that email. I hope they find another station for him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That must mean we've lost you as a listener, huh?
Well, yeah, I've been listening to another channel all week.
Oh.
I won't mention it on the air, but...
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Is that the only reason you would ever listen to KSCO is for Michael Savage?
No.
Oh, so...
But I can get all the shows on that other channel, too.
Oh, okay. So why else would you listen to KSCO?
That's what I'm saying. I don't right now.
Oh. So wait a minute. It's sort of, I feel like I'm talking to Gracie Allen here.
Okay.
You know, I just asked you if Michael Savage is the only reason you would listen to KSCO, and you said no.
No, what I'm saying is if he came back, I would go back to KSCO.
Okay, but so the answer is yes. The only reason you listen to KSCO is if we have Michael Savage.
Yes, I
and we do have Michael Savage. We have him on from 7 to 10, or from 8 from 8 to 10.
But you can't listen to Michael Savage unless he's live. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't?
No. Who wants to hear about something that happened
3 hours ago?
Yeah, 3 hours ago. When you
Well, my goodness, a whole lot of people like to listen to Phil Hendry 21 hours old, which is way more than 3 hours.
You could listen to Phil Hendry next year, and it wouldn't make any difference. That's the point.
Oh, my.
Do you see what I'm saying? It could be a year old. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And Michael Savage, who's going to listen to Michael Savage?
I disagree with you because
then you can watch Fox, and everything he's talking about is on live on Fox.
I see. Okay.
See,
yeah. Okay. It does sadden me that the only reason you would listen to KSCO is for Michael Savage. There's nothing else in our programming lineup that stimulates you.
Yes, there is.
What?
Like the Rush Limbaugh.
Oh. Okay.
But I listen to him on the other channel.
Oh, okay.
I'm just not listening to your channel. I think you've made a terrible decision.
But you're listening today, now.
But I knew you would be talking about it.
I gotcha. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. All righty, Salinas Joe, thanks for weighing in. Here comes Mike in Santa Cruz, our next caller, to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. You're on, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey.
I couldn't disagree more with your last caller. I think that there's a lot of reasons to listen to KSCO, from you to Kay. And some of the local people, I think, are excellent.
Oh, they certainly are. And if anything, we want to develop more of them. I mean, that's always the toughest balancing act to do, to balance syndicated programming with local programming. It's not as if we live in an area of dullards, you know, and boring people. I mean, there's a real...
From Dr. Wallach, who I don't always listen to, but I do find very interesting. I find Phil Hendry extremely irritating. It's as close to useless babble as I can tolerate. I just can't stand him. And I just can't stand him. Yet I like listening to Michael Savage, and I like every other program on KSCO. But Phil Hendry appeals to a certain person that is the opposite of me.
But unlike unlike Salinas Joe, you agree with him because he doesn't care for Hendry either.
Yep.
You agree with that part of what he says. But unlike him, if you don't get your Michael Savage live, you're not going to tune out.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, someone actually called our station and talked to Rick O'Shea the other day, and that person was so bummed out. I made a little promo and referred to him as some cranky fool or something, called and said that because we switched KOMY to All Liberal, that he, as a business owner, would never advertise on KSCO or KOMY.
I heard that promo.
What an idiot.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with KOMY.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get enough revenue to keep it in an all-liberal format.
Yeah.
It'll be.
Well, you could be right. The Zwirling family is going to keep it going for a while here, anyhow. And
you silenced your critics in terms of you're not giving it a chance. You have been extremely generous with your radio station in even attempting this.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I would never change KSCO over Hendry or Savage. I would much prefer Savage.
Okay.
But I there's so many wonderful reasons to listen to KSCO that I don't need to sound like your promotion company.
it's fine. It's fine. No, we'll keep you on as long as you talk like this. This is wonderful. Compliments are always welcome. Criticisms are not acceptable. I do not take kindly to criticisms of any kind. So, anyhow, thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate your kind words. Let's go to, is it Christina, I think? Christina in Santa Cruz. Welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special, Christina. You're on.
Only if I were a Christian, I'd be Christina.
Oh, it's Krishna. Okay. All right.
Mr. Savage.
Yes.
You've heard the teeny tiny bit of monologues that Phil Henry does. Haven't you?
What do you mean?
His monologues. He sometimes talks about political matters.
Yeah.
They are scintillating.
Uh-huh.
It takes care of a year's worth of ranting by Michael Savage.
Interesting, yes.
A year's worth.
Yeah, he is a pretty bright guy. He is a pretty bright guy. Now nationally, his ratings don't hold a candle to Henry, but on our Savage rather, but on our station, he does, you know, at least with the polls and with the ratings data that I have seen, he does very well against Savage.
He's one of the few Democrats I know that is so bright.
Is he a Democrat?
He's a Democrat.
I didn't realize that.
He votes a Democrat, but he's got the sense of a good old conservative. He is a Democrat. The Democrats, I'm told, used to be commonsensical people.
Right.
But this man, with his wit and his intelligence, is irreplaceable.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Michael Savage sometimes makes me feel uncomfortable in my skin.
Yes.
You know, he tends to sound racist, strange, weird.
I don't
know. So I've stopped listening to him.
Some people have said that Michael Savage will self-destruct one of these days because he'll just explode.
I don't know where he comes
from.
He's
so passionate, but that's what makes a broadcaster good.
Yeah, maybe, but he's not my kind of man. But please don't replace this drive time.
Okay, well, it's definitely beginning to it's definitely beginning to really tilt towards keeping Henry where he is. And the reason, not only we put it out on the poll, and last time I looked on the KSCO.com poll, it was running 66-34 in favor of Henry. So twice as many people want Henry. But somebody did point out to us that you can vote multiple times if you have a dial up. Every time you dial it up, you get a different IP address, and so that made me think, well, wait a minute, maybe these results are skewed.
Do you have a way of checking that?
No, there's no way to check whether people have voted more than once. Unfortunately, if everybody had a static connection,
but if you think about
or a dynamic connection, I guess.
If you think about it logically, Phil Henry is probably as well liked by liberals as he is by conservatives.
Uh-huh.
So you are covering a much larger swath of people.
And people have pointed out in the emails and voicemails that you can't get Henry anyplace else except our station.
Oh, you've got a jewel.
And that you can get Savage on a number of other stations. And it's probably scratchy, but you know, but some people like Savage so much that they'll listen to him even with a lot of static.
Perfect time to listen to this kind of radio.
Yeah. Well, I'm beginning to think you're right. And actually, we decided to think about a different way of doing it, and about letting economics decide here.
Yeah.
And there is just an incredible opportunity for some white knight or group of white knight, you know, business owners to ride out of the right out of nowhere and step up to the plate for one or the other. And like I said, we're going to decide based upon what can we do? This is a business.
All your passionate listeners for Phil Henry.
And what I will say is that we haven't actually signed anybody, but it looks like we're about to sign some. The person says yes, but there's, you know, many a slip between the cup and the lip here, so we don't know. But we do have one business owner that has stepped up to the plate and said, yeah, we definitely want to do it, and it's for the Phil Henry show. So far, no one has come out.
What about like NPR? Do an NPR deal. Every listener.
You mean a begathon?
Pony up. Yeah, pony up. If it's even $20 a head.
Would you send $20?
I'd send $40 a month to keep Phil Henry on.
Well, but so will that be like a pledge where we can run your credit card automatically every month?
Yes.
Well, hey, okay. So let's put that out, ladies and gentlemen. You heard Krishna.
Anybody who doesn't.
Krishna
want
has said that she will do that. Now, obviously,
I'm
if we keep
$40 right now.
You're pledging what?
$40.
Is that $40 a month?
Yeah.
$40 a month,
and if that's too high for people, $20 a month.
But you're pledging for. But wait a minute. Let me understand this. You are saying that for as long as we keep Phil Henry on in drive time, you're gonna give us the permission to automatically charge your credit card $40 per month?
I'd rather send you a check, honey.
Okay. Well, think about the miles that you'll get. if you do it with a credit card. I mean, I'd rather you sent a check also, because then we don't have to pay the 3%. But,
right.
You know, we're always thinking of other people first before ourselves.
I've sent, okay, I'll give you my credit card number and let's do it.
Good.
Let's
Okay, let's get it going here. What am I bid for? Okay, we got $40 a month on Savage and probably $1,000. A month on, not on Savage, on Hendry, excuse me.
Go and mix them up.
Excuse me. Yeah, we have $40 on Hendry, plus, probably $1,000 a month from this wonderful business that is gonna step up to the plate. And once they do it and the thing is signed and the money is changed hands and so forth, then we will reveal who that business is. Okay?
Yeah.
But thank you, Krishna, because that tells us that even a listener who might not have a business to promote.
Absolutely.
You know,
I listen to KSU. It keeps me grounded, you know. It's like coming home.
Right.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, well, that's
even
wonderful.
Programs I don't care about. I keep the darn thing on.
You're really sweet. And did you hear Phil Hendry talk about it this week?
No, I didn't.
Well, would you like us to play that?
Sure.
Would you like us to play that now?
Yes.
Oh.
Let's get it on, folks.
Okay. Well, wait a second here.
Pony up. I'm phoning up. So as soon as you think this thing, whether this thing flies or not, I'm sending you a check right now to start the ball rolling, okay?
Oh, bless you.
All right.
Thank you very much. There
What's
goes Krishna.
Address, by the way?
2300 Portola Drive.
Okay.
In Santa Cruz, 95062.
And
here.
I write to KSBO?
Yes.
Okay.
449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Anyway, thanks to Austin and Market for nothing. Now, this is an interesting email. I want to read this to you. This is from Arnold, and he writes, Phil, I'm emailing you to let you know that our local affiliate here in, and then he mentions the town. I don't want to mention the town because I don't want people going on their website and jamming it up.
Why not?
He said they tried to get you off their programming because of a new format that they're installing. Last Friday was supposed to have been your last day on the air, but it seems that people called in left and right on your behalf. Can you believe that they were going to take you off at 4, you are a rerun here, and put that loudmouth windbag Michael Savage on instead? I'm also sending you a link with the poll that the radio station is running so you can see that we love your show here in blankety blank 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 blank. Thank you for all of the laughter you've brought me and doing one hell of a show. And then he has the website. Now, I went there, and even the way they word it, it says, do you think we should move Phil Hendry, or something like, do you think we should keep Phil Hendry even though you're getting his show 24 hours old? Yes or no? Do you think we should put Michael Savage on? Yes or no? I'm kicking Michael Savage's ass 65% to like 35%. And we even voted just one vote to see what the, you know, how many numbers of votes had been cast. And there are quite a few. Now, voting polls are not all that big of a thing. But the fact is that my show, 24 hours old, is even better than that freaking pumped up Nazi freaking ghetto cop, Michael Savage. I mean, a guy who is, without doubt, the single most overrated, quote, talent. And I actually think he's fantastic. I live according to his words, so I'm just joking. But in any event, our show, 24 hours old, they would rather hear that than that guy, live, fresh, and homophobic. That's great. Thanks, everybody. I love you, and you know who you are, right?
No.
Not you. They know who they are. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right. Well, here, this is what else happened that day.
We don't normally go to traffic. We do not normally go to traffic right now, but we have a momentous occasion.
Yeah, that was kind of insane, actually.
Well, you know, they didn't want to mention the name, but who the hell else would be doing that right now?
Just us.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So if you didn't get that last bit Phil Hendry were doing, they were talking
about. We'll pull that off their cyber recorder. We'll do something with that, because that was pretty cool. Not just because he mentioned us. He said us before, but you know what?
No, that was actually kind of
like
right.
A little... He's right. Savage is getting his ass kicked.
That's true, actually. Although I did have a lady call up earlier saying she was going to get a couple churches involved for voting, so we might be in
trouble. A couple churches?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll get a couple of football teams.
The football teams. I don't know. The way the poll stands right now is, what's the number
there? It's about 66 in favor of Phil Hendry.
This was Thursday, folks.
And
that's pretty resounding.
And, yeah, about 34 for Michael Savage. And like he said, he voted, but you know what? There's more people than just 4.
There's more to come.
Okay. So anyhow, yeah, you get the idea from that. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that. If you want to hear that, we put it on our website. When you log on to KSCO.com, where we usually put a, you know, something special like the Steve Hartman great couple of programs that he did this week on Measure X with Nick Balayich and the Mayor Rotkin of Santa Cruz, where Steve said to Mayor Rotkin, "Why, you greedy mayor!" I thought that was great. We have this big green shield that jumps out at you when you log onto the website, and it says click here to hear this great, you know, moment in KSCO radio. So currently what you hear is what I already played for you here on this program, Phil Henry talking about. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special, 32 minutes past 10 a.m. on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, and we're simulcasting on your other favorite radio station. How can you have two favorite radio stations, KSCO and KOMY? Well, a lot of people do. I'm going to start playing some of the emails, or some of the email. Well, every voicemail that you leave me on the 429-2222 comment line gets turned into an audio email for me. So it comes right into my computer, and my whole life is run on emails because I'm probably the most disorganized human being on the earth, and email has given me the way to put some semblance of organization into my life. So when you call, that's where it goes, right into my email box, and I can hear it, and then I can chop it up and play play what we hear, like right now. Let's do this here.
Liberal radio, great idea. But if you don't have liberal hosts on at the noon hour, you don't have liberal radio. It's going to keep it from being what you want it to be and give it the chance to see if it can really attract local advertising from liberals.
Anyhow, that sounded like Billy Sunshine to me, who is on the line here also. But I think he makes a very, very good point. We have pretty much kept our local roster of hosts that we have had on KSCO, and we moved that roster over to KOMY. And Billy does make an excellent point that those people are conservative. So what the heck are they doing on a liberal radio station? So he's sort of pointing out an inconsistency. He hasn't said that. Here I've said that Michael Savage does not belong on KOMY, so why in the world do we have local conservative hosts on KOMY? It doesn't really make any sense. Anyhow, so let's see. Let's take Billy's phone call here anyhow. You there, Bill?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay. Yeah, am I right? I mean, sort of pointing out an inconsistency.
Well, exactly. The fact is that what we want is a change from the liberal business owners in this county to start advertising with you. If we want to change, we need to really let them know that we've really changed and that we're going to stick with it a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that putting on the conservative host in the midday, I'll give you $10 a month to put on a liberal host.
A man of your great wealth is only going to pledge $10 a month?
Well, to begin with, you get to a
change.
Really good, powerful liberal host, I'll raise it. I'll give you
20. We're going
someone
in the right.
Someone as good as me will get you 20.
We're going in the right direction. Only 20? Someone as good as you? What about,
well, for me, you've got
what about Franken? What about Franken? Wasn't it good that we put Franken and Rhodes on? They're both excellent national hosts.
Especially Rhodes, by the way, who's a real radio person. She really does, I think, a real kick-ass job.
Would you pledge your $10 for her? Because we've already done that.
Not without local hosts. Only local. In other words, for example, I don't care about Hendry or Savage, for example.
Yeah.
For me, Savage, you need to put Savage on somewhere because all those sicky hate people need some kind of radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, but I care about local hosts. I want to hear local lefties, and that's where my money would begin to flow. And I believe that's also true of the people who have the advertising dollars.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Good to hear from you. Here's Scott in Santa Cruz. You're on the air, Scott.
Hey, MZ, this is Scott.
Scott. Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I would have to agree with Billy Sunshine that Randy Rhodes does a kick-ass show. Al Franken is unlistenable. As much as I would like to hear his message going out, being a comedian, he's used to just throwing out the smart-ass comments instead of paying attention to his clock and doing a proper interview with somebody instead of going all the time. Then the person who's constantly keeping him on track is his host. she's the professional one who's on that particular show. I would have to agree that Al Franken, he blows, but Randy Rhoads' show is excellent.
Great. Well, that brings to mind an email that I got, Scott, from Steve Bankhead. It says, "Dear MZ, just wanted to say I listened to Al Franken this morning and decided there's hope for him. Someone was trying to trash Judge Roberts, Bush nominee for Supreme Court, as being the go-to guy for corporate America," in quotes. And Al made fine points that we do live in a capitalist nation. Corporations are not necessarily evil. And maybe he was a popular corporate lawyer because he has great legal skills. With the point being, wouldn't we want someone with great legal skills on the highest court in the land? I suspect the caller was much more surprised than me. I remember a book on tape of Franken's hilarious take on the presidential campaigns, Why Not Me, giving me great entertainment on a long drive to Mojave. So anyhow, then he talks about this cartoon, this vicious cartoon that appeared in a local rag.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was terrible. But in any case, so hey, well, thanks for calling in,
sure.
Scott. Great to hear from you. Take care. There
Bye.
Goes Scott, who does the morning show along with Rosie and Susan and Wendy from 6 to 9 a.m. Good morning, Monterey Bay. Let's go to Ed on Highway 17. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
How are you, Ed?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Fine. Well, not fine, but okay, I guess.
I've been hanging on since I'm now by the San Jose Airport.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's...
And I'm happy to report that... can I say the name of the service?
The name of the service?
Yeah, my cell phone.
Yeah, sure.
I'm on Sprint, and it held all the way over the hill. I was listening.
You know, that might be the best one of all, because I recently switched to Singular from Verizon. Verizon used to be great, but now, ladies and gentlemen, at least where I go, Verizon absolutely sucks. I mean, it's just awful. I've made, you know, this impression of what it sounds like, you know, and so... like I said, it used to be much better. I switched over to Singular, which is better, and it doesn't say in most of the places that I hang out. But in most of the other places, it does sound like. So maybe I should switch over to Sprint.
Yeah, anyhow, a couple of points. First time I've ever agreed with Krishna, except for $40 a month.
But, well, because you want to pledge 60?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I wouldn't go that far. But
would you pledge anything?
Not for Henry. I'd do something like for Billy Sunday, but
for Savage?
No, on his for Billy Sunday's idea.
Billy Sunshine?
Sunshine, yeah.
Which was local hosts, or you mean him? You mean
local,
him?
Local. Well, have him as a local host.
Okay. How much would you pledge? And it would have to be.
I'm not going to commit myself. I might be on the verge of
bankruptcy.
Well, no. The ex company's in bankruptcy. But anyhow, the 2 points was that I picked up your signal pretty strong over near Vallejo, and which proves to me that you know you can get strong signal. So if you're the only Phil Henry outlet, that you might pick up people outside the local listening area, what we consider to be the local listening area.
Right. Okay.
And that Henry is, as a liberal, I can listen to Henry, but I can't listen to Savage. He's just, he's a hate monger, and I don't see what people see in him. I really don't. I mean.
Well, he's a very entertaining hate monger. If he's a hate monger. And I haven't said that. I'm just saying if he's a hate monger, he's a very entertaining one and a very, very talented one.
The way
Henry trashed Savage on national radio, and then we put it up on the website here, I have a feeling, you know, I was jokingly saying earlier that I personally don't take kindly to criticism. Savage, you know, he'll implode, or explode, I guess is the correct word. I'm just the opposite, actually, ladies and gentlemen. I was kidding around in case you didn't understand my weird sense of humor. As a matter of fact, constructive, respectful criticism offered to me is always taken very, very graciously. I look at it as free consulting. I mean, people spend thousands of dollars to have some high-priced consultant come in and tell you what you can do. And when someone gives me good constructive criticism, you know, I appreciate it. I think it's great. So anyhow, hey, Ed.
I figure from a business standpoint, I figure you would probably get a lot more listeners with Henry than you will with Savage, because he doesn't appeal to me in whatsoever, and you have a wider audience with your signal on KSTO. And the other thing being that if people need a dose of Savage, they can get it someplace else.
Okay.
But they can't get Henry anyplace else.
Got it. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate your hearing from you. That was Ed in San Jose. A friend of KSCO. A friend of KSCO? You mean we have some friends?
I don't know why. I do keep trying because I have a genuine interest in trying to help. And I would like to vote as your father would. And he has honored me in the past with being extremely close and choosing me in many ways to share with. And he would say, for this reason, liking both Henry, as he did, and Savage for certain other reasons, Savage is more, as a couple have already pointed out, more time-related. In other words, we could come home from the...
Jerry, listen.
And relax.
Jerry, my father did not even... He didn't even live to hear Phil Hendry on KSCO. So how could he have talked to you about that? How could he have talked to you about Michael Savage? He didn't even listen to talk radio very much.
I know that.
Okay. So, yeah, that's not very nice. That's not very nice what you just did. Rose in Santa Cruz, you're on the air on the KSCO Saturday special.
Hi.
Hi.
You wanted to know, well, we like Henry because he's funny, and, well, as a left-wing, what do you call us, lunatics, we don't like Savage. So, yeah, I'd rather listen to Henry at any time than Savage, and the reason he's getting his ass kicked on the polls is because, well, one's funny and one's just mean. So, I don't know how many times, because you started this on Good Morning Monterey Bay, which I listened to, and you said, oh, but then you didn't like the results or the answer
Now, Rose, you're being a mean little person now.
No, I'm not being mean.
Did I ever say that I didn't listen, that I didn't like the results? I don't care one way or another. All I said was that someone pointed out.
You turn this into public radio with a pledge? I mean, it's your job to put the stuff on the air.
So, can I take that to mean that you're not going to pledge anything come hell or high water? Because we're a commercial radio station and just not right?
Advertisers pay for the stuff. Why should I have to do that?
You don't have to give money to NPR. You don't have to. Why do you give money to NPR? Why wouldn't you give it to us?
Because they...
Especially if we make you happy by keeping Henry on.
Well, because you don't yet have the programming that I support. You're starting to, and getting Air America on is a great idea.
Okay. How much more do we have to do to make you happy so that you would support us with a few cents here or there?
Get rid of Savage.
Okay. If we do that, then you'll support us?
Yeah, I'd start thinking about it.
But what would we have to do to, or would you say that we don't have enough of Air America on 1340?
Well, put Air America on 1080, first of all.
Oh, okay. So if we put Air America on 1080, 24/7, I assume,
no,
right?
You want 24/7,
I'm trying to pin you down here. I want to get into your head. I'm trying to.
Well,
I'm,
then let me finish.
Okay.
You know, you. Talk
what would
about
it take to get
local,
you?
You know, people on the air. You got rid of what? Scott Free. You know,
we didn't get rid of Scott Free. Scott Free is on the air for three hours in the morning.
He had a show, and now he doesn't. And it's right after you said, oh, you know, it doesn't matter that his opinions differ from us, but then suddenly he doesn't have a show anymore. So, you know, as a liberal, I have to say, whatever you're doing internally is, you know, your business. But
so why do you bring it up on the air? So why do you bring it up on the air?
The perception. By those of us who are outside, is that he said something you didn't like. You got rid of him.
Yeah, he dissed my mother on the radio, and that's unforgivable.
Okay. Didn't he make this big apology about it?
It's okay. He did. He's still on the air. He does a good job on the morning show. He's a good guy.
Okay, but the point is that you take off people...
Did I just stop you in your tracks? You sort of don't know what to say now.
No,
sort of flustered
you,
didn't you?
You take off people.
What I want to ask you.
And then you
that's not true. You disagree with me. I'm not taking you off. You've been on longer than any other caller on the show this morning, and you totally disagree with me. So
absolutely,
you're making a complete fool of yourself. I'm leaving you on. I give you more time than anybody.
I don't think I'm making a complete fool of myself. I'm
I think
sorry.
You are.
Well, that's your opinion.
Okay. So let me just ask you, what would it take if we put Scott Free back on his local show? Would you support the radio station?
Yeah.
How much?
I would be listening. I would do the, you know, if people...
$1 a week? $1 a week?
No one does this except...
Krishna gave us the idea. Krishna gave us the idea. I'm trying to bring out some logic in you. And
my
so far,
logic is this.
And so far, I'm totally failing.
Programming, and you bring on people who are advertised with liberal programming, I will spend my money with them as I'm supposed to when I listen to a radio station.
But would you do
and
that
I
now?
Say, yes, I came from KSCO.
But wouldn't you do that now?
No.
Because we don't have enough. You know,
because you flirt with this idea and then you say, oh, never mind. And you find ways to justify your position. I'm sorry. I see that pattern with you.
Okay, Rose.
Thank
well,
you.
Okay. Well, now I guess I just cut Rose off. No, actually, she hung up on herself because she was illogical and she really couldn't stand being grilled by someone who asks her logical questions. What a shame. What a shame, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, who's our next? Is it Kelly or Keeley? Who is this?
It's Kylie.
Kylie. Okay, neither one. How are you doing, Kylie? Welcome to KSCO.
Hi. I'm good. I just wanted to say that I was real devastated to push on my radio station and not see Michael Savage when I get off work, like I look forward to doing every day. And now he comes on the other radio station, and it's real staticky. I don't
real staticky. What are you talking about? The station that he's on now, KSCO, is a more powerful station than KOMY. It doesn't make sense what you just said.
No.
Now he's not on live like he was on KOMY from 4 to 7. Do you live when you get home? Do you live sort of far away from Santa Cruz? I'm trying to figure out why it's staticky when you listen
because it
shouldn't be.
I do.
Okay, so that's the problem then, I guess.
Yeah, it just used to come in real clear. And
all right, well, so I'm happy you called because there are some people who really do want to hear Savage Live, and you're one of them.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Here's Rosemary, our own Rosemary. Hey, Rosie, you're on.
Morning, boss.
Hey.
I just wanted to apprise the listeners of the week, sort of behind the scenes at the radio station.
Good.
How totally, I've been with you since a couple of months after you bought the station, so coming up on 15 years, just how exciting the week has been. Whatever the changes you made in terms of the programming, just how motivated the listeners are and how scintillated and interested they are and motivated to phone us no matter what they're bent. And we've heard from everybody from every angle about everything. But it's just really great to hear from people who would never normally call us to say anything of phoning up to say something, whether it's about Franken, whether it's about Henry or Savage or whatever.
And did we get some national calls as well? I know I did.
Yes,
not
did.
A whole lot, but I got some, and I figured, wow.
Yep,
how did...
We've heard from people in Boise who listen to the station, three people who live next to each other from Aptos, Santa Cruz, and Watsonville who listen to the station, who are very interested in the changes. So it's just been really terrific, and I'm just so glad that people are motivated to pick up the telephone and be in touch with us. And it's just been a great week, the most exciting week since I've been there.
That's great.
I'm really stoked for everybody. And whatever you feel, you know, keep us informed. We want to know.
Okay.
All right, boss.
Thank you, Rosie. Have a great trip. You're going to be gone a few days, I think, right?
I am, yeah.
Okay, you take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There goes Rosie. Now, let's hear from Ringing. Hello, Ringing?
Yes, this is Chris from in Felton, and I'm so glad you guys put on Franken and Randy Rhodes. And the way I'm going to support you is everybody who does advertise you, I'm going to make it a point to buy from those people.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
And I'm thinking about, I have my own, there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I also have my own business, and I'm really considering now advertising with you myself. If we can.
Have you been a listener to KSCO before this, or did this change brought you aboard?
I've listened to KSCO since I moved here 3 years ago, and I listen to your morning show, and I really enjoy your morning show, but I'm just, and I would listen to, O'Reilly, because you got to know your enemy, I guess, and he's one of the most fair, but I'll tell you what, Savage is nothing but a hate-spewing Nazi, as far as I'm concerned. He's around the bordering contempt of everything that he doesn't agree with, and like you say, he won't take any, he doesn't take any criticism at all.
I was getting some criticism by that woman just a few minutes ago, you know, Rose, I think.
Yes.
Do you think that I behaved like Savage does, or anywhere near like it, or because I know I did. Thinking back, I did get a little defensive with her. But
Savage calls people names, and another one bad at that. I don't think you're anything like Savage. I enjoy listening to you and your station, your mom, and I don't agree with you a lot of the time, but I do listen because I want to know both sides too. I'm not a O'Reilly calls them Kool-Aid drinkers.
Yeah.
But the one guy I'm glad you got rid of, I think you got rid of him, was Michael Medved.
Oh, well, some people are very upset about that, because Michael Medved, of all of the national hosts, he's probably the most likely to encourage discussion with people from opposing points of view.
Well, that's true, until he calls people names like losertarians, and he puts people down at the same time. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually.
So I'm glad you did it for the change, and I'll be in to do some advertising with you, and I will shop at your advertisers.
Hey, great. Hey, thanks very much. And what was your name? I'm sorry. It was
Chris.
Chris. Oh, yeah, Chris. It said ringing, and so I just called you ringing. Thank you, ringing Chris. Now let's go to Millie in Rio Del Mar. Yeah.
Just
hi,
to
Mike.
Let you know, we had a caller call in and say your inbox is full on your voicemail.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
We might want to get
going. And we have 100, and I don't know. It doesn't seem like long ago it was empty here. So, all right. Well, during the break, I will call and delete those emails those voicemails so that people can call. By the way, I'm so happy you got on, because it reminded me that we have commercials.
We do.
Why should we? I mean, it's sort of stupid for me to say. For me to tell people that they should be advertising, you know, which they should, because KSCO and KOMY are such entertaining radio stations, but over the years people don't really think of them as advertising vehicles, and it's the best kept advertising vehicle in the world because so many people listen to us, particularly now. Anyhow, when I talk about advertising and then I blather on the Saturday special and don't even leave space for the commercials, that's sort of doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well,
So if we will take Millie after the break, and we will take Mike, and we will take ringing, okay? But now let's play the commercials.
All right, you want to just play them right up to the top?
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Okay, and by the way, here's what we call a tease. There is no K commentary today, or no original one, so we are going to play a classic K commentary right after the top of the hour. So if you're calling... you know, we'll connect with you, and we'll put you on hold, and we'll hold you, and we promise we'll get to you first thing after into hour number two. It's the KSCO Saturday Special on KSCO and KOMY. Stay with us.
In today's world of instant gratification and fast foods, who has time to have a healthy meal or snack while on the go? Sure, you could go to the drive-thru and stuff more deep-fried, sugar-saturated junk into your face, but your body's hungry for real food, for protein. Here's pharmacist Ben Fuchs telling us about the importance of protein.
Protein comes in different types. There's whey protein, there's egg protein, there's a vegetable-based protein. But by far and away, the most important protein, for many reasons, is the protein that we call whey protein. Now, whey is a byproduct of the cheese-making process. Milk is converted into cheese by producing two different proteins, casein and whey. Casein is a gummy, cheesy kind of protein. It has a sort of curd-like quality. And then whey is a liquidy protein. It has a watery quality. And this curd-like protein that we call casein is actually what accounts for a lot of milk allergies and problems that people have with milk. Whey, on the other hand, that's the liquid portion, is a very non-allergenic form of protein and very, very easily digestible. And you know what else? When you eat protein for breakfast first thing in the morning, you stay fuller longer. When you have some kind of refined carbohydrate, some kind of floury food, bready food, cereal kinds of foods for breakfast, you feel like you need to have a snack around 10 or 11 o'clock, and indeed that's what happens. So breakfast is a real important meal, and it's not that difficult to make sure that your kids are getting a good breakfast. I really do like these powdered formulas that you can put into water and drink, especially because there's not a lot of dishes to wash.
American Longevity's Ultimate Nature's Way is the ultimate source of protein, even higher than eggs. Mix the chocolate or vanilla-flavored Ultimate Nature's Way with water, milk, or juice for a meal or healthy snack. It's perfect for helping you with your food cravings, and at $31.50 wholesale, it's perfect for your pocketbook. Feed your body what it needs. Protein. With American Longevity's Ultimate Nature's Way. To order or to pick up American Longevity products, call Scott or Jose at KSCO Radio, 831-475-1080. That's 831-475-1080.
Hi, this is Bobby, a big Eagles fan. Now, 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 did you miss your chance to see the Eagles live at the Salinas Sports Complex? So stop sobbing in your sea of sadness. Good morning, Monterey Bay's got your back. We are offering a pair of tickets to the listener who can out-sing William Hung. Wednesday through Friday, starting on the 27th, when you hear... Between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., be the 18th caller to 479-1080 or 477-1340, and you will be entered in our karaoke competition. You will sing against the other finalists, and our official panel of judges will decide who is the best, and they will win two tickets to the Eagles live on August 19th at the Salinas Sports Complex. So listen up to Good Morning Monterey Bay Wednesday through Friday to see if you can stack up and hung in there with the stiff competition. You can go the distance,
we'll find out. Do you like pets? Are you a pet fanatic? We've got a segment of Good Morning Monterey Bay just for you. It's Pet Talk with Angeline Siegel, brought to you by Callie's Whole Pets. Learn about puppies and kittens, vacationing with your pet, exercise, the best thing to feed your animal, and other issues like dealing with a senior dog. These are just some of the topics that Angeline will address during Pet Talk, brought to you by Callie's Whole Pets. That's Tuesday mornings at 7:45 during Good Morning Monterey Bay.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server co-location and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and Cold Fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the Internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. Got net?
You're listening to AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz. It is 11 a.m.
Fox News Radio.
Well, northwest, 2 to 5 feet at 9 seconds, and south, 2 feet at 16 seconds with patchy fog. Looks pretty darn sunny out there. Any of you motorcycle fans out there, head on to We All Ride. At 11 o'clock, 5 minutes ago, they started their MotoFest 2005. And now, it's time for hour number two of the Saturday Special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Indeed. Are you having a good time on the Saturday Special today, Michael?
I am, actually.
Why?
I actually brought in a really good coffee this morning, and it's keeping me pumped.
Oh, this is good. Okay, yeah, all the calls, my gosh.
I know.
It's got to keep you hopping,
I know. When Rosemary called, she's like, yeah, I tried to call you on the other line, and I'm like, don't even... Yeah.
Even the business line is pretty jammed, too?
Well, no, she tried to call it, but not many other people have, but I'm just not able to get to it.
I gotcha. Okay, well, hey, what's this?
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound, it's gotta be KSCO.
Okay, now it's time to start hour number two officially.
Hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside
check. Michael. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Why does it say do not answer line one?
Oh,
is it a dare?
No. actually. It's one of the callers that was that you were upset with earlier. She wanted to hear something.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't want to use up the line, okay? So, you know, let's clear it, okay?
It's cleared.
Great, thanks. Yeah, we've talked over the music, and I mean, we've talked over the lyrics, and that's... I'm going to have to fire myself for that. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not the end of the program yet. Jeez, this computer just jumps the gun. All right, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO and KOMY AM 1340. Yeah, we were, we have Millie and Asa and Rick. Rick is calling from Boise, Idaho. Mike in Santa Cruz and ringing is ringing. Okay. Alrighty, so let's see here, what are we gonna do? Well, what we normally do now is play Kay's latest commentary, but there is no latest commentary, because Kay has been extremely busy, this week, you know, dealing with things at the radio station and other things, for me, and, boy, you know, for those of you should be quite envious of me because I got the greatest mother in the world here. So we're going to play, one of the, her classic commentaries that I happen to listen to, on the iPod yesterday when I was out on a walk. So let's play that now here. Okay. Yeah, I think we can, get that going. Yeah, we should be able to get that going. Why isn't it playing here now? Oh, you know why? Because I don't have the volume turned up here. Let's just do that right. God dang, we need an engineer who...
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
First, here's a short open letter to a small, very loud group of Americans. You are always offended by some bullpucky or other. Now the rest of us are getting angry, because now your incessant complaining is taking the joy out of our beautiful holiday season. For about 250 years, our government has peacefully acknowledged the existence of God and the words, "In God We Trust" on our money, and we've enjoyed reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and singing "God Bless America" at ball games and other public functions. And we like to say Merry Christmas. And some of us are happy honoring Christmas with small public displays of baby Jesus in the manger, or a display of a menorah saying Happy Hanukkah. So what's the big deal? You better get over it, because we, the silent majority, will no longer cater to your offended sensibilities. Control yourselves and put up with it. If you're momentarily bothered, cover your ears, or go to the John, or go hug a tree, or better still, go to Canada, where there are so many more like you. You'll be happier there. So much for the negativity. Now to those who listen to KSCO and KOMY, as matriarch and behalf of the Swirling family, local residents for 57 years, we say thank you to our bright and loyal listeners. Thank you to our delightful and incredibly informed callers. Thank you, advertisers, for your very much appreciated support. Thank you to our great radio staff for working happily and enthusiastically, and it shows in the programming. We feel good knowing that we are a conduit for various points of view. I, for one, am grateful for the privilege to make commentaries and hope they make a positive difference. Let's all make an effort to be good to each other and respect our differences. My family and I wish all of you good health and peace of mind in the year ahead. The two most important blessings without which life wouldn't be worth much. We pray for our troops in action, and we pray for wisdom in our leaders. And God, please bless America. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
This is the woman who was portrayed in a local rag cartoon this last week as wearing a swastika, you know? Sort of fun, huh? All right, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. Michael Z with you here, and we're talking about programming changes here on the radio station. I know we've been talking about it a lot, but that's what people want to talk about. I mean, it's really, really, people are really passionate about their listening habits on the radio. I mean, they're so connected to their favorite radio station, and we want to keep them connected and even more so. So before we went to the break, we were going to go to Millie. We're finally going to do that now. Millie, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Bonjour.
Hey, bonjour.
Yes. There's I put a few notes down here. First, I'll pledge to support Randy Rhodes with the option of being able to if you have enough, I think you're going to have a lot of support for her, and so I can switch it to another place where there is less support.
You have the right.
I'll be in touch with you regarding that. Other thing, Savage is not a Democrat, and maybe he was one when he was 20 years old.
Who said that? Did I miss that?
Krishna.
Okay.
He's an independent, he has stated. Okay, MZ, you have accomplished a daring and very innovative decision to put Comey on all liberal progressive programming via Air America.
Although Billy did make a good point about the noontime show, it seems to be filled with conservative talk. And that's, if we're going to do that, why don't we just leave Savage on at 4 to 7?
Well,
I don't mean
I
to
don't agree with that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we need we're almost there is what I'm saying. And I thank you for thanking us.
Well, it's been I know that you've done it with some sacrifice and apprehension at this point.
Big time, because everybody has warned me that there's no way in the world that we're going to fall flat on our face as a business, and that we won't get a single advertiser.
A lot of these people don't want it to succeed, Michael. The real right-wing old guard listeners on this station, they hate it so much, they don't want you to succeed. But I've had satellite radio for a year now, even though I want to support Rhodes, because I want the audience to hear what's really happening in this country, and they will if they listen to her at 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay. Here's something interesting about not knowing what's going on in our country. You've heard about the bankruptcy bill, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I would think so. Okay. It's going to come into effect October 16th of this year. Yet be aware, people out there, if you're suffering adversity, loss of jobs, catastrophic illness, or whatever, this bill starts the 16th, and you cannot file under the same exemptions as previously. Many people suffer adversity by means of job loss, illness, catastrophic illness, and they've depleted their savings. They're not all freeloaders that have to go into bankruptcy.
Sure.
And so traditionally, this is the big thing now. Traditionally, bankruptcy laws give all homeowners an exemption. In other words, the homes cannot be touched unless they don't pay the mortgage, you know.
Uh-huh.
I guess. I'm not even sure on that point. But there's no exemption anymore. That was taken out. Very generously by this administration, ha ha. So anyway, this is a big gift to the banks, the huge credit card companies, and the HMO medical facilities that want to wipe out people who are no longer able to pay. And that's all I wanted to say, Michael.
Okay.
A lot of this stuff will come up on Randy Rhodes and other Air America stuff.
And you've always been able to talk about it on this station. You're one of the few liberals who has called us over the years. So, but anyhow, hope there will be more. Hope there will be more. Certain,
I think as soon as word really penetrates, there will be more.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Millie. Good to hear from you.
Welcome.
Let's go to Mark. Rick in Boise, because Rick has been waiting for a while. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Now, are you a former Santa Cruzan?
Yes, I was born and raised there. I lived there for 36 years. I was born at the New Dominican. They moved it over on SoCal.
Oh, okay.
And I lived on Bormer Way, and then I walked my dogs down to your station for 15 years.
And so then what happened?
I had to move because of the housing situation.
Yeah.
And I just want to have a shout-out to my friends at the Capitola Pier, Mike, Frank, and Fred Ely down at the Capitola Pier, and my friends at the Dog Beach near your station.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, your signal comes
in. We salute them, too.
Your signal comes in really good at night here. It comes in as good as KGO does, almost.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Over the air?
Over
I thought you were listening on the internet.
I do during the day. I can't pick you guys up during the day.
Uh-huh.
But you guys come in about an hour before sunset and then an hour after sunrise.
I'll be damned. So that is wild.
You come in on my car radio real good, too. I have to go back and forth from Boise to Nampa. And you guys
I'm
come
so
in clear.
Surprised to hear that. But you would if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't listen to us, or would you try to listen to us on the internet?
I still listen to you guys on the internet, and I know this is a dilemma here, but Phil Hendry's great, and Michael Savage is great. I like both of them. I wish there was somebody who could fit both of them in.
Yeah. Well, we are going to fit both of them in, but we can't do it at the same time because we only have two radio stations. If we had a third station, we could probably do that. But just so people don't understand, it's not one or the other. We're going to keep both of them. Obviously, the only question is, what do we put on from 4 to 7? And if we keep Phil Hendry there from 4 to 7, we're going to keep Michael Savage from 8 to 10. And on Fridays, it's 7 to 10 because we don't have a locally produced program currently on Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. So that's why it would only be 2 hours, which it has been for many years. People don't realize it, perhaps, that though we have carried Michael Savage live on 1340 for many years, we also carried him on a rerun on KSCO 3 hours later.
Yeah.
And so it's not like we're getting rid of Savage. No matter, that's not going to happen unless Savage gets so angry at us like he once did once because he got very upset that he was demoted. We put him on KSCO one day. It was actually lasted 2 days long, and there was such a firestorm of protest that the staff feared for their lives at the radio station. They would have had to evacuate, and so we backed off and put it back to the way it had been. Savage got wind of it, and he got very upset and demanded that we lose our affiliate our affiliateship. And so, and of course, the syndicator said, "You're not in control here. I am." And so, we dealt with that.
I was listening to Millie, and she's right on about a lot of things. I wish more progressives were like that.
But Michael is a hothead. He's a very talented broadcaster, but he is a hothead. And if he feels like he's been dissed, he's very, very vindictive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Millie.
So if we don't watch our ass with Michael Savage, he might just demand that we not carry his show anymore, and might succeed this time.
Okay,
who knows?
Your mom is right on everything. I agree with her because she's from the World War II generation, and I think we need those people to start speaking up. And Millie was right. She's a progressive, and she's right on that. We need to stop fighting.
You know, it's so amazing that Millie has been right. I mean, she's been right a lot lately.
Yeah.
Even though she's from the left.
We need to get together and figure out something because this country's going to die if we don't get together and stop fighting.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why I'm sad. I'm happy that there's so much interest in what we've done, but I've got to share, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm saddened that I was wrong. And by what I'm talking about is we would have had Air America on more than a year ago. I mean, as soon as I heard that they were going to launch for sure on March 31st, 2004, I was on the phone to the president of that company, and I said, "Look, we're Santa Cruz. We're going to play. You'll play very well here. We want to run Franken." And he said, "You can't run just Franken. You can't cherry pick. You have to take everything 24/7 or else forget it." And I said, "Well, we can't do that. And even if we could, I'm not sure we would want to because we would want to leave some space for local programs." And he said, "Even if we didn't require you to do that, you really should do it because of this concept called formatic purity. You got to be all, if you're doing talk radio,
all
you can't succeed. It's got to be all liberal or all conservative." And I said, "You're crazy. You're out of your mind. You're not going to succeed. You're going to do a belly flop with your new national progressive radio network with that kind of attitude." And guess what? A year later, I've had this epiphany that he was right and I was wrong. And I think it's so sad. That's why this country is so damn divided, because liberals don't want to hear, they don't even want to even listen to conservatives, and conservatives don't even want to listen to liberals. What's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen? And here, KSCO is now going to be proudly an all conservative radio station, even more so than it's been before. NKS and KOMY is going to be an all-liberal radio station, and Never the Twain Shall Meet. I think that's pretty sad, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, we need to get all different views on if we could fit everybody in and figure out something, because we have 18 political parties and you never hear about them.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'll let you go.
Rick, thanks very much for calling and being a loyal listener to KSCO. Let's go to our good friend, our very good friend, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hello, Michael.
Great shows this week. Fabulous shows.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll come back to that in just a second. But what have I always told you about Michael Savage?
He's toxic.
He's toxic. I can't stand him any more than most of the other people you have on here. While his ideology may be close to my way of thinking, his delivery is full of hate speech, and I don't care for it at all. So put me down for Bill Hendry.
Okay.
I am also disappointed that you didn't sign Rick in Boise up as your sales manager for nighttime radio in Boise, Idaho. If we're coming in that clear and people want to get their message out, you need to be cutting a special deal.
It's just plain. It's old MZ with zero business sense in his noggin here. That's all I can
and
attribute
finally,
it to.
You know, as long as I've been in Santa Cruz and since the progressive have amassed, I've learned that they don't want alternate viewpoint at all. And with KOMY becoming the liberal talk station, people like Billy Sunshine are trying to get the local conservatives thrown off and replaced by the progressive liberal mindset.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to me that they're being very, very selfish in, because where else do we have an outlet? I mean, if they want to listen to liberal talk radio, they have NPR, they have that San Francisco station. They have the university, they have pirate radio, and we have nothing except our noon show for local politics and maybe an occasional special on the weekend.
Yeah.
So why don't you make Comey the L station?
Local.
And it can be local and liberal.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much
that. That could
say.
Be a good idea. So, but in any, even if we do that, I think that's a great idea. Actually, Steve and Michael Olson and I have had discussions about that, and so has Kay. And that might be where it all, but where it all shakes out. However, you know, we are going to give this, you know, a good serious try of several months here before we decide to throw in the towel and that it's not working. And I don't mean to be going into this with a negative attitude. It's not that way at all, ladies and gentlemen. We have yet to receive a single advertiser, even offer of advertising on KOMY. And although we have received many, I mean hundreds of thank yous from people who have never even heard of us before, as well as some people who have heard of us, and they're very, very pleased that we've made this change. So we got to give it some time. It's as simple as that to see if it's going to work.
Well, you know, you complimented me on two programs this week. And of which I want to remind your listening audience that the content, not one word, was printed by the Santa Cruz Sentinel.
Yeah, and those radio programs that you did, and I'm not blowing smoke, Steve. I'm dead serious. And those of you who heard the programs on KOMY, the noon show, will agree that those were the finest programs that were ever broadcast on this radio station.
And you would think
that the Sentinel would have considered it newsworthy, and I know they were contacted, and I know they were given every opportunity to listen to, because, you know, people can't, busy reporters at any paper don't have time to sit and listen to the radio hoping to find a story.
Well, I sent the Sentinel Wednesday's program, and they can stream the debate on the air, you know, anytime they feel like listening to it. It's not like it's going to interrupt any of their work. They can listen while they're doing something else.
Yeah.
But still, something of such vital importance. Sentinel is clearly one-sided on this.
It's clear that the Sentinel is...
doesn't want any alternate viewpoint. And if you don't have the local host promoting that viewpoint, then the people remain stupid.
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Bye-bye. That was the Steve Hartman. Here comes Mike in Santa Cruz. My gosh, Mike, you've been waiting 36 minutes. Okay. Thanks for waiting. You're on.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Hey.
A couple things. I've been listening to you for the past 3 years since I've moved here. Love their station. Love the morning the morning show. I listen to it every morning. I listen to both Henry and Savage at nighttime when I drive home, depending on when I leave work. But the only thing you have to understand is that you might have a social issue involved here if you move Savage to the drive time. Because he is so angry and everything goes up, you might increase road rage around the area here.
Yeah, we've thought about that, actually. But the balance to that argument is that some people laugh so hard at Henry that they drive off the road.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd rather be laughing than being hit by somebody upset.
You know, that's right. That's right. If you're going to go, you might as well go laughing.
That's
huh?
right. That's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your call and your listenership. That was Mike in Santa Cruz. Here comes Marco in Santa Cruz. Hey, Marco. Welcome to KSCO.
Hey, how's it going, Michael?
Good, good, good.
I had a few comments. A lot of people are calling and trashing Savage, but I would say without Savage, I wouldn't even know what talk radio is. I used to hang out with the traffic lackey, and he turned me on to the Savage show.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say that I've never heard anybody more passionate, and even if you don't agree with them, you still have to respect them because he says stuff that you don't hear on other
Absolutely. Shows. I mean, make no mistake about it. He's a fine, fine, incredibly talented broadcaster, as is Phil Hendry. They're just different.
Yeah, very, very. And also, are you guys getting rid of the troubleshooter?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, and because he's not political, and it needs to be a liberal radio station. You know, that's the main reason. I'm actually surprised that there have been a number of complaints about that. I didn't think all that many people were interested in Tom Martino. When we dropped Clark Howard just because of we needed the time to put in Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
We got an awful lot of angry emails from people who like Clark Howard and demand that we bring him back, or they're gonna, you know, I don't know what they're gonna do, but it wasn't wasn't pretty.
A good talent, you know?
But yeah, I was surprised that so many people liked Martino. Not so. I must have gotten of several probably I don't know close to almost 2,000 emails. I'd say I would estimate probably 3 of them. We're talking about Tom Martino.
Wow.
But it was more than I would have expected.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I guess, were you one of them?
Well, no, I didn't send you an email, but I have to be honest, too. I wasn't a fan at first, like, because I would hear him when I drive home from work, and, you know, he's talking about real estate and people having car troubles, but then I gave him a chance, you know. I listened to him for a couple weeks. And he actually, you know, it's pretty informative.
Oh, no question. Yeah, I don't think Westwood would have syndicated him if he wasn't informative, you know.
Yeah.
So, hey, well, thanks for checking in, okay?
No problem. Thank
All you right. Here comes Asa in our good friend Asa. Welcome to KSCO.
Well, thank you. And I just the quandaries you all have been in, it's just sort of I mean, I really respect you, but I want to say amen to Steve and amen to Kay, I just love the fact that they have a voice. And you know how I love the local voices. But I would like to say that I agree with almost everything Krishna says except for this particular thing she has for Phil Hendry. I can't listen to him because I know he's a fake. I mean, I know he's a good fake. He's a talented fake. But I know those people don't exist. So it's no fun for me because it's not real. But that's just me. But But I would just assume that if you're going to fill the conservative side or with more things, that you could do a couple of my favorites, BQ and Michael Medved.
There's no time, Asa. We'd love to, but there's
no
time.
Well, I know, but the thing is, the point is, I was going to say, if you were going to erase one or the other,
uh-huh.
Are you, in other words, Savage, I mean, Phil Hendry could certainly sit over there on Comey
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, he could fit on Comey, which is what we're doing at the moment. We are simulcasting Phil Hendry because some people are really upset that we're putting Hendry on Comey for the time being, because as soon as we can get together our liberal, local liberal lineup here that'll start in the afternoon drive starting on or about August 1st. So,
what do you do about our local talk people? I mean, if you erase the noon hour, I just want to say that if you're looking for somebody non-controversial and also conservative...
No, no, we like controversy. We like controversy, and we want local. So, I mean, and they're both great, but they don't have big ratings nationally, and you know...
Well, we're only local. In other words, if we're having local information,
yeah,
then I would think that, of course, people like Steve, we can always be informed. There are always things going on around here, which I personally can learn about, and I would really love the chance to keep on learning.
Right.
And I would, yeah, I would appreciate all that other stuff dumped in one place or another, but please don't take up some of my space with Phil Henry, who doesn't teach me anything.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, there goes Asa in Live Oak. Here comes Carl in Aptos. Welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO, Carl.
Hi, I'm on a headset. Can you hear me all right?
God, it's awful. So we're going to have to make this call awfully short.
No, I can change.
Okay, change.
Okay.
Much better. Much better.
All right. Yeah, I've listened to you for, I don't know, about a year now when I bought a business over here, and I listened to the show, talk shows over in San Jose and here, and I just had some comments. I've listened to Savage since he started on KGO in the 80s, and I've seen him over the years. His nerves are getting fried, and now he's kind of tiresome. He has good days and bad days, you know, but when he started, he was much better. I like to relate to Mick Jagger. In the 60s, he was just, there was nobody better.
Right.
And he just became a caricature of himself and just too extreme.
Right.
As far as Phil Henry, I really enjoy it. He makes me laugh out loud, you know, but if you listen to him a lot, so much of it is the same. And I don't like some of the purient aspects of it. I think he gets.
He can be very, very filthy.
Yeah. And Michael Medved, I think, is one of the best. And, you know, he's really one of the best.
Oh, absolutely. He's a fine, fine, brilliant talk host. But his ratings nationally, I'm afraid to say, suck.
Really?
Yeah. Because I guess there aren't that many intelligent people. Now, because KSCO actively excludes unintelligent people from our audience, that would explain why Medved, you know, is so popular on our station, because stupid people are not permitted to listen to KSCO.
Well, I don't know why you care about national ratings, really. I mean, because the local shows,
Let me explain why. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here's the reason why we care about national ratings. You mean ratings from national shows? You're talking about? Is that what you mean?
Because
the way that most stations not only survive but prosper is from national advertising, not local advertising. And national advertising budgets are administered by national advertising agencies. And national advertising agencies never listen to local radio stations.
Okay.
All they do is look at the ratings. And if a station is high in the ratings and has the right demographics according to the ratings data that they see, they're going to buy the radio station for their clients. That's the reason.
Okay, I understand that totally. Medved's good also because you can get the call in. You can get through and as you can on your local shows. There is another national guy that I just started listening to is Glenn Beck. I don't know if you ever heard him.
Yeah.
But I think he is very talented.
Well, we're not talking about anything other than Savage and Henry right now, because that's the decision that we have to make about...
Because you don't have the other station. You know, I know you need to have various viewpoints in the left side, but I don't think the quality is really there. If you listen to it, you don't have the callers. It seems.
I told Air America that they would get more callers from Santa Cruz than they do from everywhere else combined, including New York. And
they don't take the calls, though. I mean, they talk on and on and on, and it's very extreme. I mean, calling Bush a murderer, I guess Savage does things like that. But, I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense, you know? If you're going to talk about something, be serious.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, all right. Thanks.
Thank you, Carl in Aptos. We're going to take a commercial break here, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the Saturday special. I said it was going to be a email and voicemail extravaganza, and it's mostly been a telephone call extravaganza. So, we do have a couple of callers on the line right now. We'll get to those callers later, but I am going to play some emails right after this commercial break. Take care. Stay with us.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the ultimate tangy tangerine product from American Longevity's line. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as tangy tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems. Give me a call and let's talk about it. My number is 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500.
Hit the ground running this Sunday morning at 8 a.m. as KSCO broadcasts live the 33rd annual running of the Santa Cruz to Capitola Wharf to Wharf race, right along with Barbara Acosta as she leads the race from start to finish in the KSCO SUV. Listen to the music of all the live bands along the way, and then catch the winners live and out of breath as they celebrate their victories at the finish line in Capitola. It's the 33rd annual running of the Wharf to Wharf, and it's yours live and upfront right here at 8 a.m. on AM 1080 KSCO. Brought to you in part by Outdoor World Stores in Santa Cruz, Capitola, and Monterey, by Lloyd's Tire Service in Santa Cruz and Freedom, and by Realtor Heidi Theodore of Sherman and Boone Realty in Santa Cruz. Wake up Sunday morning and hit the ground running right here on AM 1080 KSCO.
It was all upon a Friday night.
Good morning, Monterey Bay Fong promo, take one.
Good morning. Sorry,
wait a minute, we're doing a promo?
On a foggy night.
Yeah, about fog?
Speaking of fog, you know what the difference between Cher and is? Neither of them are sunny.
Oh! Are we being unfair to by saying it's foggy all the time?
If it's 420, are you sure it's fog?
I hope they're not in a fog while they're driving. I don't want to be writing news stories about them.
Good morning, Monterey Bay, between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Where the fog is still in town.
Tune in or you'll stay foggy.
Don't miss Good Morning Monterey Bay every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. with Scott Free, Wendy R., Susan Simon, and Rosemary Chalmers. Regular guests including Rocky Snyder, Dr. Bro, Jeff Gallopo, Steve Keel, and a whole lot more. It's Good Morning Monterey Bay right here on AM 1080 KSCO. Good Morning Monterey Bay is a Rick and Bobby production. Enough with all the usual yakking and noise. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, something new, something unusual, something a little different is coming your way. It's A Blast from the Past with Dave Allen. That's right, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, it's Dave Allen. Wonder what he's up to now.
San Jose Harley-Davidson kicks off Grand Prix Week with American Metal 5. San Jose's largest gathering of cars and bikes. Sunday, July 24th from 10 to 4. Cars, bikes, live music, food, raffle prizes, and a steamy fashion show with a crowning of Miss San Jose Harley-Davidson. Have your picture taken with a contestant. Event poster signed by the outgoing Miss San Jose. Admission is free. Come join the festivities. That's American Metal at San Jose Harley-Davidson. Sunday, July 24th. Be there.
And back to the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Okay, yeah. So let's see. We've got 19 minutes remaining in hour number two of the Saturday special. We've got a couple of callers. And if you want to give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340. But we are going to play some of the promised voicemails that came into our 429-2222 comment line. By the way, that's been cleared, so it's all clear now. Thanks, Michael, for letting us know that, or thanks, caller, who called Michael and at the radio station and let him know that the voicemail box was stuffed. I think we got a capacity of 100, and I cleared it off yesterday, I think, and my gosh, I mean, here it's all filled up again. But it's not. I've cleared it off during the break totally. So if you want to give us a call to the comment line, and be aware that anything you say on the comment line might be held against, no, not wouldn't be held against you, but might show up on the air. Know what I mean? Okay, 429-2222. And by the way, if you want to sponsor either Phil Henry or Michael Savage, you should call my personal I Want to Be an Advertiser voicemail, which is 429-2200. Okay? 429-2200 if you have a business and would like to sign up to be a sponsor for either Michael Savage or Phil Henry. And that is, it's really, it's all but over, I think, folks, because I'm getting way, 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 way more input and feedback in favor of continuing to run the entertaining Phil Henry during the drive time. So it's probably going to end up that way. But as I said on the promo that we cut earlier this week, one good way to really decide is based on who steps up to the plate, or how many step up to the plate to sponsor Henry versus how many step up the plate to sponsor Savage. And again, lest there not be any misunderstanding, we are not getting rid of either one of the hosts, Henry or Savage, because if one stays at 4 to 7 or is on at 4 to 7, the other will be played later on. So we are going to continue to have both. So, just make no mistake about it, okay? All right, the Saturday special. And let's see, the computer here is... let's hear from Liberal Leslie in Carmel.
It's all come down to economics?
Yes.
I thought you guys were better than this. Leslie in Carmel.
Better than this? Now, Leslie, clearly, Liberal Leslie does not understand that businesses need to have income to survive. Okay? I want to play that again, just for the heck of it.
It's all come down to economics. I thought you guys were better than this. Leslie and Carmel.
How do you even answer that?
Hello, I'm calling from Templeton, California. It's a different area code, it's a different world, but for some reason we get KSDO, and you would ruin our lives if you take Phil Henry off the air from 4 to 7 o'clock. I mean, really, we're simple farm people, we don't have a life, and if you take Phil Henry off the air from 4 to 7, there's going to be blood on your hands. This is not a criticism.
What?
This is, please, 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 please. Keep Phil Henry. Don't put Michael Savage on. Ugh,
it may not be
you.
A
Bye.
Criticism, but
did she say blood on?
Yeah,
you?
It sounded like a threat, if not a criticism. Oh my gosh. Okay, well that was the Templeton, California. I think she was kidding around. We're not going to take that real seriously here, I don't think. But I believe that she meant what she said. Okay. Well, here's another one.
Okay, I won't display any anger, but I do want to make a comment, and that is to just let you know that anytime I hear Michael Savage on KSCO, I switch to another radio station. Just a little feedback. So you've lost a listener every time Michael Savage is on. Same with Rush Limbaugh, by the way. So that's it. Thanks.
Well, he sure must be listening a lot to hear whether Rush is on or Savage is on, so he knows whether to listen. Okay.
Yeah, Michael, you're a sellout. You turned your radio station into a pile of crap along with the other liberals on the Central Coast. Thanks for selling out. Keep your mom off the radio. We don't want to hear her diatribe now that you're two-faced.
Now, does the logic of that escape you, ladies and gentlemen? Here is somebody who sounds like he really enjoys Kay's commentaries, but now that one of the two radio stations is liberal, he doesn't even want to hear Kay on either one of them. It reminds me of the cranky fool who called Rick O'Shea during the week to say that because we switched KOMY to liberal, he's not going to advertise on either KSCO or KOMY. Reminds me of my friend and you've heard me talk about this before. I always get tickled when I think about my friend who hated flies so much. Nobody likes flies. They're filthy, right? And they get on dog dirt and everything. So who likes flies? But this guy's hatred for flies, this friend of mine, was so pathological that if a fly got on his piece of pie, that he would not only not eat the piece of pie, but he would throw out the rest of the pie that the fly didn't get on. So, I get such a kick out of listening to these emails.
Hello,
these voicemails.
Is Teresa Kaiser, and I used to be a very, I used to listen to you guys every morning and every evening on my way to work and on my way home to work until, you put on Phil Hendry. And so I started tuning out on my way home to work because of him, but I was still listening to Rosemary, but then I started listening to another station. And then I happened to tune in this morning, which I only do about a couple times a month now, and heard that about the Phil Hendry and the Michael Savage thing, and you guys were saying that nobody was calling complaining about it. They all like Phil Hendry. That's because everybody has kind of like quit listening to you that, you know, used to listen in the evening. And I'm sure you have plenty of other viewers. There's different ones, but hey, I started listening to the station with Michael Savage, and I would gladly move that because I love Rosemary, but I cannot stand Phil Hendry. I'd love to listen to Michael Savage again. So get rid of Phil Hendry. He's an absolute idiot. I can't believe you guys even have him on there. I guess the type of people I hang out with do not even listen to him, so I do not understand that mentality. Thank you.
It's a spoof. Maybe this woman doesn't understand that Phil Hendry talks to himself and that his guests are not real. Is that possible? Because when we first started carrying Hendry, we got a lot of complaint calls and from people who would say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for even carrying this blather. And when we would explain to them that they've been had, that the whole thing is just a spoof, it would become their favorite radio program. Anyhow.
Hi, this is Jeff Smith. I just want to let you know I love Phil Hendry. It's the best thing you have on your radio station. Please don't move him from 4 to 7. I love your radio station, but that's my favorite part of it. I listen all the time. Don't move Phil Hendry. He's the best thing you have on. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Mr. Zwirling. My name's Marcia, and I'm a longtime loyal listener to KSEO, and I'm calling to commend you on getting Air America on the air here. It's really great. And as I told Rosemary last week, the day you did that, you doubled your listenership because all those people who turn off your station at 9 and go to the big station in San Francisco to listen to the Ron Owen show, they're going to be listening to Air America now, including myself. So anyway, I just want to thank you for doing that. And about the Phil Hendry Savage dilemma, I don't think it's a quandary at all because you already have your answer that you got last week on the Saturday special when you did the informal poll that turned out 60-40%, 60 in favor of leaving Phil where he is. Anyway, I hope you don't change that because it's a great drive time thing. And I also think that making it a contest of who will win by getting the most advertising is sort of like blackmail. So anyway,
what?
That probably won't work.
These people.
Anyway, thanks again for bringing Al Franken to Santa Cruz. He's so funny and wonderfully informed, and I love listening to it. And my mom, who lives in Monterey, and she has many friends that are very happy to hear Air America on your stations. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.
How is competition blackmail?
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, people are angry with me because I said let's let the marketplace decide. You know, they don't understand. Some people just
don't want to make choices.
No, business sense does not compute. You know, with some people, they have people. I can't ridicule them. They just don't understand that you know it costs money to have a radio station, and why don't we use? What's wrong with using economics as a way to help us decide? I just don't know. And we're called blackmailers, and we're called sellouts, and we're called, I don't know. Here's a liberal woman who likes both. Here, let's do that.
Hi, that's a good message. I'm calling because, you know, for a long time it's been Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you could go from one to the other, and that's all you get. And I was thinking, huh, that's both the right. So, you know, I'm kind of left, and I got into the Michael Savage because no matter how he is, he says like bad things about both of them. I'm not much of a let's pretend person, so the thought of Phil Hendry on both stations, my suggestion is please leave it the way it is. Phil Hendry's on one. Who cares if Michael Savage is on a liberal station? It's just like listening to O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you don't have a choice. You go to another, you know, I go to KGO if I have to. But
that's
so
unacceptable.
I mean, I put on Phil Hendry, and it's like, I just can't get into it. I don't know. I just can't do it. I like the real thing, like real news, real comment, real. And so I'm begging you, bring back Michael Savage. Who cares? Let's have a non-liberal on a liberal station. Let's make people listen to things they don't want to listen to, and maybe they'll change some of their opinions. I did. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
Okay, so anyhow, here, yeah, there's more. There's a lot more, ladies and gentlemen, okay, here.
Hi, we love the Al Franken show, but most of us are working when he's on. I hope you'll consider rerunning it in the evening or in the late afternoon. I'm on the Monterey Peninsula, and we're just huge fans. And I just heard the end of the show, where he said he just interviewed Bill Clinton, and I would have loved to have heard that. And you'd get a huge audience in the evening for him. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Who else? Oh, here. Here.
Hi, that's a good message. I'm calling because, you know, for a long time it's been Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you could go from one to the other, and that's all you get. And I was thinking, huh, that's both the right. So, you know, I'm kind of left, and I got into the Michael Savage because no matter how he is, he says, like, bad things about both of them. I'm not much of a let's pretend person, so the thought of Phil Hendry on both stations, my suggestion is please leave it the way it is. Phil Hendry's on one. Who cares if Michael Savage is on a liberal station? It's just like listening to O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you don't have a choice. You go to another, you know, I go to KGO if I have to.
Oh, wait a minute. Why am I playing the same one twice? This is crazy.
I mean,
what happened to me? I'm just not paying attention to what I'm doing.
I was going
to
tell you, but...
Hey, listen. This is why we have backup systems. God, I feel like a fool here. What else is going to... I'm trying to do too much at once. I'm trying to juggle between these computers and everything. all right, let's just go back to the phone lines. What I meant to do was play the part two of that bubbly woman's... should we do that, or should we go to the phone lines?
If you can get part two, go for it.
Okay, here it is.
Okay, I forgot to say one more thing. In reference to Air America, I've never even heard of Randy Rhodes. I just enjoy the heck out of her. The accent, the information, she's great, great, great. And I can't say enough about you and Kay. You both have excellent radio voices, and you're pleasant to listen to.
Thank you.
So anyway, I don't have that much money, so good luck with the advertising thing. Okay, bye.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe people who listen to liberal radio don't have much money. So they don't have much money to go spend money at businesses. So there aren't many businesses. Maybe that's the problem. You think that's the problem?
I couldn't even imagine to start guessing.
Okay, well, here, let's go to Terry in Capitola. Terry, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, you're right. Liberals don't have much money. Ted Kennedy's pretty poor, so is Jay Rockefeller, so I could go on and on.
Okay, all right. You made your point.
All right. Hey, you know, I just got to say, I'm really sorry that Michael Medved's off the air. I used to plan my lunch around him, and Randy Rhodes is almost unlistenable. And if in fact what she said about bankruptcy law was what she said, she's just about 180 degrees wrong. I mean, that's just a factual thing. And then, and lastly, I'll place a bet with you. I'll bet you that in 6 months this experiment is gone, largely because there are no shortage of liberal outlets for the news. Just, you know, turn on.
Well, we're not talking about the news. We're talking about talk radio. And traditionally, NPR has been talk radio, but it's been pointed out that NPR doesn't really have many call-in shows, you know. So that's why, I judging from the response, now I'm not talking about advertiser response. I'm talking about listener response, Terry. It way exceeds my wildest dreams. I had no idea that so many people would be calling us to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And they really appreciate it.
I could be wrong, but, you know, I think it might be a honeymoon period, and I'd just be real interested to see what it looks like 6 months from now.
Yeah. Well, how much do you want to wager? And I'll decide whether I want to take you up on your wager.
Lunch, the nicest restaurant you want to go to.
Okay. Will you send me an email?
Yeah, well,
mz@ksco.com, and I'll probably take you up on that, because I think it's going to be successful. I really do. And
mz@ksco.
Yeah.
.com.
Thank you very much. Here comes Al in Santa Cruz. Al, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
You know, I really like the fact that you have both sides, and I'm actually kind of disappointed sometimes that I can't listen to Rush Limbaugh and also listen to Al Franken.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with your programming. They set that up that way in Air
yeah.
America.
But also, no, we set it up, too, by finally biting the bullet and saying, okay, I guess you really can't have liberal and conservative on the same station. Because
no,
that's what they tried
the
to tell me a long time ago, and I said they were full of it, and
no,
they're not. I'm wrong.
I mean on at the same time, because I listen to Phil Hendry and I listen to Michael Savage. And, you know, and sometimes Michael Savage gets to be a little too much, and I turn to Phil Hendry.
Yeah, but you can listen. You can always listen to Phil Hendry and Michael Savage on our station, no matter what we do with 4 o'clock. And that's what people don't seem to understand.
I like the fact that if they're staggered in a lot of cases, when you'd have reruns, in the same day I could listen to both their programs.
Yeah, and that's the way it's always been on KSCO, and that's the way it will continue to be. We're just not sure. We're getting sure that it's probably going to be Phil, especially with people like Krishna, who doesn't even own a business, stepping out of the woodwork and saying, I'm going to send you $40 a month, you know,
right.
And somebody else, and who know, hopefully I'm going to get a whole slew of phone calls to 429-2200 from business owners who are very business savvy, who recognize this great opportunity that they could be heroes.
Well,
there's only one. And
I think you need to promote this more liberal, conservative thing. And I've never seen a KSCO KOMY bumper sticker.
Okay.
And I think it'd be cool if you had a KOMY KSCO bumper sticker. You choose liberal, conservative, or right and left.
Yeah.
And if you'd see those all over the place, you know, you'd get a double whammy that way because
right
you guys are cross-promoting all the time.
Appreciate it. Got to move. Thank you, Al.
Hey,
SoCal Bob,
Michael,
real quick. Yeah.
I just want to quickly say that Billy's in the station right now.
Bob.
He says he's changed his
hello
mind and his vote is for Phil Hendry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Bob, real quick.
I would take Michael Savage on completely. He can dish it out, but he can't take it. Also, I try to stick with issues. One of the things I remember him saying, and the two times I've listened to him, is let's bomb China because he didn't like what they did. Let's bomb the hydroelectric powers in China. So that's why I don't want to have Michael Savage.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Oh, wait a minute. We have to... Wait a minute. We gotta plug in the correct thing here so that we can end the program properly. There we go. You can fade up.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville.
A series of explosions killing more than 80 people in the Red Sea Resort.
There were 3 bombs, one is suspected.